Now they're finally putting in security because she didn't put security in. So that's huge.
Everybody needs it, yes. Especially the schools, to protect our kids. But they seem to have had some cameras because they have been able to show clips of what they saw. And once again, time-stamped. They were able to realize that all of the officers, state police, everybody that was there to help, obviously were there for a while before they were given the go to go ahead because they watched it.
On our school, how would every student have a badge or just the
faculty? No. It's just the faculty who needs access. Let's just say the gym. I don't know about St. Angelo and other places, but I lived out in Wall for a while. And getting a gym when it's basketball season time and practice with your YMCA team is hard to do. And so everybody's juggling trying to get it. You can set a schedule that the doors will open at this time and will close at that time. And you don't even have to be there to let anybody in. So you're not bothering anybody in the evenings for the kids to come in and have practice. So you can do a code or you can do a badge. But predominantly it is even healthcare. Ballinger Healthcare has it. You know, they just have a badge and they can get in certain doors and go to certain areas. But it also keeps them out of areas where they don't need to be.
And just talk about the world changing. And it really hurt me a little bit to see them doing this, but I understand why. So I went to Glenn Junior High at the time, called Glenn Junior High. Now it's Glenn Middle School.
Yes.
And it was open campus.
Mm-hmm.
For free range, blah, blah, blah. Now when they're putting the bars all around it.
Yeah.
I thought, wow. But I'll never, ever forget this. When I went to school there, my coach was Coach Cervantes. I liked him a lot. He was my football coach. And we got along real well. So 30 years later, after that, he asked me to sit on their social site, whatever committee, you know, for the school. And I'm there, I'm sitting here, and I'm like dumbfounded. I'm listening to the teachers. Remember, this is 30 years ago still.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, well, they need walkie-talkies, and they need this, because they had barracks, I guess, but, you know, because the school grew and it didn't grow. And I go, why do y'all need, well, what do you, you know, that was like, duh, and they look at me, and they go, because we're scared.
Yes.
And I thought, I said, Coach, and he was the principal then.
Right.
But I said, Coach, what are they talking about? He said, Scotty, when you were here, Your friends didn't bring guns, and we busted your butt.
Yep.
And I was pretty regular with them, you know, make sure I got my licks in. But he goes, it's not the same deal. That people don't get licks anymore, and people bring guns. It's scary, scary world.
It is.
So, again, back to the security part.
Yeah. We do our best to have access control and cameras to be able to see everything, to detect things as best we can, and to give everybody as advance notice as we can. There's only so much we can do, but we can do a lot, and we can cover a lot. We've got cameras that can be like a fisheye, and it just kind of sees everything. If you put it like in the middle of a hallway,
really?
You can see all the way around. It doesn't just have to be in one direction, like yours is at your house. Yours is like in 180 degree.
Yeah. The one in the living room.
Right.
And the one on the back porch, too.
Yes. But we have all types. There's all different kinds. In fact, Mueller Supply has them at their locations. And so...
Which makes sense.
Yeah. They use our access control and they use our cameras.
You throw your two cents on this, but when you go to the ranch, there's a lock on the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody said, well, all we got to do is cut it off. I said, but a lock keeps the honest people honest.
Sure.
You know, and I think a security system will keep maybe... A perfect professional thief can break into anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, we know that. Look, diamond store, you know, whatever.
Yep.
But I think for the most part, it keeps most of the bad elements out.
I would think so.
And I think what you said earlier, I don't know if I have a whole lot in my house that somebody would want to steal, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't see that. I mean, you'd think TVs back in the day, but now you can get one for nothing. So that doesn't really matter.
No.
You know, stereo equipment's all wired in and built. So, So I mean, I can't think of anything. You know, the furniture, just had it 20 years, so I'm thinking...
Take my furniture.
Yeah.
I'm remodeling anyways.
Yeah, insurance. And I think you're right. I think unless somebody knows you have...
Yes.
You know, I had a neighbor one time, I'm going to say where, but because he did get broken into, but he had the best gun collection I've ever seen in my life. I mean, literally hundreds. He had John Wayne's gun in True Grit. You remember when he does the deal?
Yeah.
He has it. Because they had to specially make it for his hand.
Wow.
So he had some cool stuff, but they broke him because...
They knew.
But he had security.
Yeah.
And they didn't get anything. But you know that's why they broke in.
Oh, yeah.
To get his stuff.
Yeah. Well, and we can work with safes as far as putting sensors on the doors.
You have stuff you're not even thinking about. You got so much stuff.
Well, the other thing that you don't have that we got to get you is the garage door opener.
Oh.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I wonder, did I remember to close the garage door when I left? And you know what? You can pull it up on your app and look and see, and you get to work and you go, oh, I didn't. And you push a button and it closes your garage door.
Because as the older we get, it's easy to forget stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done it the next morning, wake up and go, man, I know I shut that door. It's wide open.
Yeah. So I also, the other thing that we can do is we set up what's called a scene. And I have a night scene. And it goes through a checklist. And it makes sure my front door's locked. It makes sure that my garage doors are closed. It puts the temperature at a certain thing, turns certain lights off, and boom, there we go. It does all that checking for me. So I don't have to get up and walk through the house and do it.
I still remember this. I'm glad you said it, because when I lived on Fairway, I had a pretty nice deer head in the garage. I had my hats, Western hats on it. And somebody I left the garage door open, my fault. Somebody didn't come and steal the deer head and the hats.
See?
And you're thinking, really?
Yep.
I mean, why would you want that? But I know this, especially like people there, a lot of people have golf carts and golf clubs.
Yes.
So you need, that's a really good app to have, too.
Yes. Then,
where you can check it. Yes. So what I like is what you just said at night. It tells you.
Yep.
This is wrong.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
We got water bugs. We got garage. We got cameras.
Yeah. Thermostats.
Thermostats I like a lot.
The gate. The gate is the new up-and-coming thing. So our customer who has a place in Cristobal and one here, they have a gate in Cristobal that they have to open to go up to their house there. And they can control that gate. You know, they could... Hopefully, when we get some better internet, we can have a camera put up there as well. And then they can see who's at the gate and either open it or not open it.
Y'all do internet, too.
We do.
We forgot about that.
We do.
You got it everywhere now?
Not everywhere. We're working on it. We have been able to do very well in Horseshoe Bay and Marble Falls and the Burnett area. We are growing over there. Because we're broadband. We are not fiber. We are broadband. And so some people are not okay with having a dish on their roof, and some are. We currently, our best market is right outside of San Angelo. It's Miles. It's Ballinger. It's Cristobal. It's Sonora. Except for your ranch.
Yeah.
I know. But there, you know.
She said that. I was giving her the look.
I know. I'm sorry. We're getting there. We're getting there. So. We're putting up stuff. We got some new stuff coming up. And so we're working on it. We are trying.
Baby steps.
Yeah. We can't rush it. And sometimes when everything goes haywire, it's because a line was cut up in Dallas and that's what feeds us here. And then we don't have it. But one thing that Scott Gibbs, our owner, has stressed, and I think he's done an excellent job, is our customer service. That is his number one priority. And we have been very fortunate in the reviews that we get very good reviews, and our guys take their time to make sure everybody understands what kind of system you have.
And as a customer of hers, I can tell you right now that is 100% true.
Yeah.
You've had two or three different guys come to my house. And every one of them was very polite and went through the whole process with me. And yes, they took their time; they had to, but I appreciated it. And every time I call you, you answer your phone.
I do.
So that's important. You know, people don't answer their phone. Scary, but you answer. How do they get a hold of you?
How do they get a hold of me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, work. You can get a hold of me at 325-223-3012. I don't know that I should give my cell phone out, you know.
I've got it, so if y'all need to just call me.
Yeah, call Scott. There you go.
Hey,
there you go.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
As always, I'm learning something from you every time we get together, so thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great week. Folks, we'll catch you next week.
Thank you.